96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking.
Everyone wants to have a great smile, but what is behind that great smile? Well, unless you have full dentures, good dental hygiene will keep your teeth healthy and looking good for many years. If you don't practice good dental hygiene, you could have much bigger health problems. And we're talking about that tonight. My guests are Dr. Hazel Glasper. She's the owner of Revive Dental in Marriottsville, Maryland, and Dr. Donna Grant Mills, associate professor and former chair of dental hygiene at the Howard University College of Dentistry. We're talking about dental hygiene and so much more. You're really going to be surprised at what is impacted by poor dental hygiene. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments, and look, it's not going to cost you anything. So you need to call in. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Glasper, Dr. Grant Mills, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. It's wonderful to be here.
Absolutely. I am so glad that you're here because I have a lot of questions as well. Let's get right to it. Why is dental hygiene connected to so many other health issues in the body? Most people would think that we're just talking about teeth and gums, but how does that work?
Well, you don't mind, I'll go. It works because your teeth are connected. Your teeth are connected to the rest of your body by vessels.
Mm-hmm.
The teeth are suspended in bone, and the bone is being fed by arteries, and these arteries can go to your brain, they can go to your heart, they can go to your lungs. So you can't separate your oral cavity from the rest of the body. And that's how a lot of people think about dentistry,
mm-hmm.
that it's just teeth.
You're right. I mean, that's what most people think, yeah.
But it's so much more than that.
Absolutely. And when we look at it from a historical perspective, oral hygiene, also called dental hygiene, has been around for centuries, and yet around the turn of the 20th century, about 100 years ago, there was a growing body of evidence that suggested that oral cleanliness was the key to preventing dental disease.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that period that came to be known as the prevention movement, we saw the emergence of the dental hygiene profession. Founded by a dentist who was aware that in his practice and in the practice of many other dentists, they were treating disease and that millions of dollars for public health was being spent on sickness to help individuals move to a place of health, and fewer dollars were being spent on prevention. And this dentist, Dr. Alfred C. Fones, founded the profession of dental hygiene and preventive dentistry. And over a period of 100 years, we have, through research and through advanced technology and most importantly, education, through the dental profession and also through our other allied professions, we have seen a decrease in dental disease yet. We still have a lot of work to do.
Without a doubt. I mean, we do have a lot of work to do because, I mean, you can just walk down the street and anytime someone speaks to you, you look at them. Obviously, you look in their face and you see that, you know, sometimes their teeth don't look good because they obviously have not taken care of them. And I'm not talking about people that are of a certain age. Young people, for example, we have issues of, you know, bad breath and all of these kinds of things. And I'm not trying to be funny. These are very, very serious issues. But what other kinds of issues come up? Please do.
Not only young people. We have found that dental decay and gum disease is found in every culture, every ethnic background, every socioeconomic segment of society. So gum disease and dental decay are two of the most common diseases worldwide. And most people don't realize that. And because gum disease, now we understand that there is a link between gum disease and strokes, heart attacks, Alzheimer's, low birth weight, babies, premature delivery, impotence, certain cancers.
All of this connected to
PSA levels.
Poor oral hygiene?
Yes, because we have bacteria involved. See, bacteria does not just stay in the mouth. It is able to leave the mouth and go to different parts of the body. You know, there's a study that was conducted at the University of Pennsylvania. And this study was to determine, I think it was one of the largest studies on 338,000 individuals. The study was to determine if a person had gum disease and they actually had the gum disease treated and followed, would there be a reduction in health care costs and hospital visits? What they found after following these individuals over a five-year period of time, one, you had to have gum disease, you had to have it treated. The second thing, you had to have a condition like type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, strokes, you had to be pregnant, or have rheumatoid arthritis. All of these things that are supposed to be linked or are linked to gum disease. What they found after doing this study was that 40% reduction in healthcare costs was seen with individuals with diabetes, 11% with coronary artery disease, 74% was seen with pregnant women. And the same statistics were seen as it related to hospital visits.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to get some folks on the phone because there's a lot to this. Not only is oral hygiene connected to other diseases, but we want to talk about prevention, everything from flossing to brushing. Mm-hmm. How do you do it? Mm-hmm. What do you use? Even the cost. Stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about good dental hygiene and the serious health problems that can develop if you don't take care of your teeth and your gums. My guests are Dr. Hazel Glasper. She is the owner of Revive Dental in Marriottsville, Maryland, and Dr. Donna Grant Mills, associate professor and former chair of dental hygiene at the Howard University College of Dentistry. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Grant Mills, how do you know when you have a problem with your teeth or your gums short of a toothache or bleeding, when you look into a patient's mouth, what makes you go,
There are several signs, and there are several signs that the dental team will teach patients. Some are puffy gums, tender gums that bleed easily when you brush, a bad taste, and as you also mentioned, mouth odor.
Mm-hmm.
There are other signs, sensitivity to hot or cold foods, also eating certain sweets. So there are several signs, particularly as it relates to gum disease, you know, the gingivitis that can lead to more involved gum disease we call periodontitis. Some refer to the periodontitis as pyrrhea. That's one of the terms that are used for the diseases of the gums.
Mm-hmm.
Tooth decay, of course, sensitivity, pain upon chewing. And so the two major dental diseases that cause tooth loss are preventable. And that's where the education comes in, educating the public about the importance of oral hygiene. But also, as the education connects the individual to their nutrition, exercise, rest,
mm-hmm.
and if you smoke, please quit.
Yeah, amen to that. Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Israel, calling from Washington, D.C., what's on your mind?
I just wanted to know, like, more or less, like, what symptoms would you know that, like, if you had gum disease? How would you know if you had gum disease?
You may have tender gums when you brush. You may avoid brushing at the gum line. One of the important aspects of tooth brushing is that you brush at the gum line, but you may find that you find that your gums bleed when you brush. You may also have bleeding. Sometimes if you wake up, there's blood on your pillow. That may be a more severe case of gum disease. When you wake up in the morning, as we said earlier, bad taste
mm-hmm.
or odor in your mouth. So the first stage of gum disease is the gingivitis. That's inflamed gums. They may be red in color, puffy, red,
What
tender.
Color are your gums supposed to be?
Pink.
Pink.
And firm.
Okay.
What should be stated here, according to the National Institute of Craniofacial Research, 80% of the population, the adult population, has some form of gum disease.
80%?
80%.
Wow.
Mm. Have some form of gum disease.
Israel, let me ask you, are you having problems with your teeth or your gums?
I had a tooth pulled and it just like came out of nowhere though, but I was just wondering because like when they looked in my mouth, they said I had like a couple of broken teeth and it just didn't like make no sense to me. Like I brush 2-3 times a day after a meal, all types of stuff. So I was just like wondering, you know, like no flags actually went up, but I was just, you know, just curious.
Well, Israel, okay. Hold your point. Don't go anywhere because I need to take another break. Israel, will you stay with me?
Yes, sir.
Stay with me. Also, Dip from Woodbridge and Jeannie from Washington, D.C. Stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on dental hygiene coming up on SiriusXM, Channel 141. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network.